Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W3.
And we're away. Clear Hall drawing up, trying to get into their race pace. They're pretty well on station with Lady Margaret W2 as they progress downwards. Christ W2 got away sluggishly, it must be said. Keys W2 have closed to within about a length, sort of taken them back about 6 feet already. It's very impressive stuff from Keys. Murray Edwards W2 on station with Keys, maybe just losing a couple of feet as we look at it now, but Keys are putting in a power 10. They've closed to within 3/4 of a length. We could see a very, very early bump here from Keys as they employ that high rate to good effect. They're rating high to mid-30s, and they're really putting efficient work down in the water as they come up towards first post. Lady Margaret have cleared first post, and they're still pushing in towards clear W2, but Christ W2 being pushed very hard by Keys, who are now within 6 feet. 4 feet is the call now, further down the division. We have Trinity Hall still on station with Murray Edwards, but the boat to watch at the moment will be Keys on Christ as we throw round to Grassy. Rahul, can you see that Keys boat tracking?
I can't see that Keys boat quite yet, but Claire just dipped around the corner. They've got LMBC, as you were saying, in really hot pursuit right behind them. Christ have just popped their heads around, and it's really tight behind them with Keys. Can't quite tell, but it looks like there's probably overlap right there to Shem.
Yeah, so Selwyn are being chased very hard by St. Ed. St. Ed's have just caught them. They put in a huge start and managed to draw back very early on into the race. And from there was only ever going to be one winner. So Selwyn W2 have been caught early. And Rahul, what are you seeing, mate?
So we had a bump there between Keys and Christ. They caught each other on the turn there into the gut. It's now clear here. They've probably got about a length on LMDC. They're being screened down by their back bodies. It's going to be tight going through to Shem.
Yeah, so Girton have just conceded to Pembroke W3, and it looks like they're trying to get out of the way because Girton were followed hard by Pembroke. They're just clearing. There was a wee bit of obstruction. Anglia Roston had to move out of the way, had to try and skirt around the outside of Pembroke in order to carry on, and that meant that behind them, Clare Hall have managed to catch up significantly. And Anglia Roston have just conceded to Clare Hall, who had overlap. That is confusion awry here on the river as Pembroke caught W2. But Anglia Roston were very close behind Pembroke. Had to swerve to get around them. And now we have Lucy Cavendish having to hold up strongly. A collision occurring in front of us as Lucy Cavendish run into Clare Hall.
To Rahul.
A lot of screaming as you can hear in the background as we go to Rahul with cool ahead.
That LMBC Clare class continuing all the plough reach. Following them, they've got Murray Edwards, who are fending off the challenge from Tithall, roughly on station. Emmanuel chasing them down. Again, it's all on station, but these look like they might be closing up. Looking down further into the division, though, we've got a lot of gaps, which means there's definitely been some bumps beneath Emmanuel. I'm going to call that one as Newnham bumping up on first and third WC, and I think I can just see them tucked in on the inside bend of first post corner, which means Jesus are the next boat round. I can't see Selwyn aren't breaking behind them. The Selwyn have also been caught by W1 and carrying on a bit of form there. It means that Cat
right
on the next boat, and they're rowing quite easily. There's not around here all those flashes off the plough reach that are going to be interesting. As I throw it to Shem.
Yeah, so just to bring a bit of clarity to the situation, it all happened here down the lower end of the division. We had Clare Hall bumping Anglia Roston, we had Pembroke bumping Girton, we had St. Ed bumping Selwyn, and in between them we had St. Cat, who I'm guessing will have rode on past, and you'll have seen them, Rahul. And also at the end we had Lucy Cavendish, the sandwich boat, having a pretty clear run in front of them after the four boats in front of them all bumped. So Rahul, what are you seeing now?
Thank you very much, Shem. So as you say, Hughie on their second row of the day, not going to be making any bumps into this division. Heard earlier that they were apparently planning a big over bump at one stage, so obviously that was taken out there. And as we look down, the race has just carried on. Nothing's pulled in at all. It's really going to be up to Daisy to see whether there's anything on Distant or on the reach. Daisy?
Hi, so I'm on different corner and I've seen Claire W2 followed by Lady Margaret W2. They were half a length apart and they were keeping that distance quite consistently down the long reach. We're only getting two whistles consistently there. Now I've got Murray Edwards followed by Trinity Hall W2 and I'd say they're maybe two lengths away, so I'm not sure that Tit Hall will catch Murray Edwards. Now we've got Emma. I'd say about three lengths, three and a half away from Tit Hall in front of them. So I'm not sure there are going to be any bumps. So there might be LMBC bumping Claire W2 potentially towards the end of the race, but that remains to be seen. Rahul, any more developments or is that about it?
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Daisy. Yeah, definitely keep your eyes out for that Husey boat as it comes through. The coach there yelling at them, telling them to keep it going. I think that's very optimistic, cool, because they're looking for a double over. It has happened, of course, but that gap, I mean, as large as it was the last time, and it's even larger this time, there's a whole plough reach between those two boats. It's unlikely that they're going to get caught. I'd love to be proved wrong, though. But it looks like, in that case, we're going to have a few rowovers. It looks like that couple in the middle, Murray Edwards, Tit Hall, and Emmanuel, who look like their time could develop, has not. It looks like each of those boats has opened up some length between each of them. But Shem sounds like he might have a word for us.
Yeah, so just the closing thoughts here. You had Pembroke chasing Girton very, very hard, but also Anglia rocking hot on Pembroke's heels. So you had a three-boat sandwich, which was just a matter of who would have the first. Pembroke bumped Girton, and then had some trouble getting out of the way before Anglia rocking could come through, which meant Anglia rocking had to check their speed and try and slalom around them. That had a huge influence on their boat speed, and then Claire Hall were able to catch them. So I'm not sure if there's going to be any complaints or whether we're going to have to go to the rule book to find out. But I'd say provisionally we can say that those bumps occurred. But Pem really went for broke there, chasing down Girton. But Anglia Roskin, slightly unlucky, I'd have to say, if you're an Anglia Roskin supporter. But back to you, Rahul.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Shem. So now we have some sort of shit and the ripples start to really show on the cam. Few boats rowing back. None of them, I think, victorious. These are the ones that have been bumped. Yeah, an unlucky Christ W2 here. Yeah, it's all very calm in that boat. I think some faces, no smiles there. They're going to have to come back again and strut and try to stop Spoons tomorrow. We've then got Selwyn. They also got bumped. They're also going to be on for their Spoons going into tomorrow, and it's absolutely silent from their cox. And just tucked in on the river behind them, getting their foliage. Who might that be? Can't quite tell. Might be some Eds, actually. But in which case, we're probably ready to make a provisional rundown. At the top of this division, it looked like Claire W2 were holding off LMBC. Looked like they were both going to row over right at the end. But a really close fought battle, especially through the gut grassy and down plough reach, and it looked like that one was going to go all the way. Keys W2 bumped Christ W2 on first post corner. Medwards W2, Trinity Hall W2, and Emmanuel W3 probably due for their row overs. Newnham W3 rowing past me right now. They bumped First and third W2 not having a great time of it at the moment. Jesus W3, we think, rowed over. There's a lot of clear water between anything that could have developed for them. St. Ed's W1 bumped Selwyn W2. St. Cat's probably getting a row over. Pembroke W3 bumping Girton W2. Gets a bit confusing here, as Shem was telling us, because we're not sure whether Anglia Ruskin have cause for complaint being slowed up there, which meant that Claire Hall did manage to get a bump. So they both pulled in as if it were a bump, but we might see that changed in the results.
Rahul, you can come to me quickly.
Okay, yeah, Shem, do you have anything more?
So I just spoke to the Anglia Roskin coach just moments ago, and I think it's good we didn't have that on air, because absolutely spitting tacks about what transpired in front of their crew. So I think it's fair to say that they are going to pursue a complaint with vim and vigour, so we'll have to see what happens there.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Rahul.
Thank you very much for that, Shem. Well, Anglia Roskin, and both M1 and W1 involved in some empirical quibbles today. Not sure if that's a phrase. We'll make it one. Why don't we try? So we'll have to wait for that one to be confirmed, and we might be able to hear a bit of debate down at control with Daisy later. But for now, I'm going to keep it called as Claire Hall W1 bumping ARU W1 and see if that gets changed retroactively. QC right at the bottom, they're going to remain at the top of the W2 division because they rode over. And with that, it's time to send it back to the studio.